Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1641. Visible, translated text is as follows. The second attempt occurred in December during the 2 weeks just before Christmas. When I left my work at the Clark Woodenware Company one afternoon in December, I was walking down the street with another girl when a young man, whom I afterwards found out to be Jimmy Wren, stepped up to us and said, "Why don't you remember me, Miss Ferguson?" I told him I didn't remember him, and he said, "This is Mr. Dot Howard, comma. Don't you remember when you worked at Bloke's? I worked there too and wanted to meet you then, but I didn't have a chance." That was the way I met him. He took me to the show a night or two later and was mighty nice to me. I hadn't known him more than 2 days before he began to make love to me. A few days after I met him, we were walking uptown together when we met a big heavy fellow whom I have since found out was Mr. C.W. Burke, the detective. Jimmy Wren, or Howard as he called himself at that time, stopped and introduced me to him as his father. We talked for several minutes. He said some awful things about the police. He said something about wanting me to make a new statement in the Frank case, and I said, "No, sir." As we turned to leave, he said to Mr. Dot Howard, "Bring her up to the office tonight. I want to talk to her anyhow." That night, Mr. Dot Howard came to the Clark Woodenware Company at 9 o'clock, when I got off to take me to town to see a show. Jimmy was making real love to me that night. Said he wanted me to marry him, but he kept on talking about wanting me to sign an affidavit about the Frank case first. He took me up to the Grant Building, and there in an office, his father was waiting for us. They asked me again to change my statement in the Frank case, but I said that I had told the truth and wasn't going to change it. And Jimmy said, "Well, I'd hate to be the man one to put the rope around Frank's neck." And I said I couldn't help it, since I had only told the truth. While we were talking about the Frank case in this way, I happened to tell them that I was afraid of Jim Conley. They then dropped the talk about my evidence and fixed up an affidavit for me to sign about Conley, and I signed it in order to satisfy them. I have never seen him but once since that night. I found out a few days later that his real name was Jimmy Wren and not Howard. It was several weeks later before I found out that his father was the detective C.W. Burke. A newspaper reporter came out to see me about my affidavit.